This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are listening to the Trump Phenomenon radio show with your less than phenomenal host, James Kelso. You're from North Dakota. On Sunday, January 9th, 22. This is going to be a good year, folks. 2022. You can put the pain of 2021 behind you. We're going to win in 2022. That'll be one of the themes of today's show. Here on January 9th. And if I can sound optimistic, from northern North Dakota on January 9th, well, you can manage to sound optimistic too, because this is one cold place up here. I love it. I absolutely love it. One of the reasons there's pretty much only Patriots up here is only the tough survive up here. the losers check out. This is Trump country. 2-1, 3-1 Trump country. As are such places as Wyoming and Montana, South Dakota. This is Trump country. Unfortunately, Donald Trump really doesn't even need to visit up here when he's campaigning, because he has a lock on our part of the country. Doesn't really need to campaign here, but well, that's fine with us. We want him to campaign where? In the battleground states. We're on from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday here on the Trump Phenomenon. So thank you very much for listening in. If you want to call in, you can do so. You are most welcome to do so. Friend or foe? And I love getting into the ring with foes. You know, I had a good session in the ring last week with a foe. Doesn't like Trump, doesn't like me. That's okay. I'll tell you what does bother me is deceptive callers. I'm kind of a naive person, as are so many right-wingers. I trust other people. And I have a sunny view of the world, of the universe. I'm not suspicious. And so, whereas the deceivers, people who live by lying, they know to be very alert and very untrusting, because they expect other people to be as they are, liars. I get suckered now and then by callers who, you know, they're very artful in deceiving. Like one of their opening lines will be, I'm a Trump supporter, and then they proceed to eviscerate Donald Trump, and so on. Deceptive. I've gotten better. After a few paragraphs by such people trashing Trump, the red light in my brain goes off, and I realize, wait, this person has said they were a Trump supporter, and they spent the last 3 minutes trashing Trump. They haven't said one good thing about Trump. And then it dawns on me, oh, this person's mission, maybe paid for by George Soros, is to start a fight, damage Trump, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, I'm getting better, a little less naive. I know I'll never completely cure that. But if you want to call in, 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. So if you're a Trump supporter, of course, I love you. If you're a Trump basher and you announce yourself as such, okay, let's put on the gloves and step into the ring. And then if you're one of these deceivers, well, let's see how good I am at woke radar, how good my woke radar is for detecting you on my woke radar screen. In any event, so let's start out the show with my executive summary of what's transpired since we last met here in the Trump Clubhouse. I say all good, all good. Things are proceeding well for us patriots. Donald Trump's doing well, and I'm going to have two things I lead with today that are very encouraging. One I developed last week, which is the good news of Omicron. Omicron is coming to theaters near you. And it's good news. It's very good news. It's the end of the COVID-1984. It's the end of the scamdemic. It's going to spoil the demon rats' plans, the communist plans, to complete their takeover of America via a medical lie, a medical tyranny, a medical lockdown, hysteria, mass hysteria, as this brilliant man, Robert Malone, has spoken. Robert Malone, the inventor of messenger RNA technology, which has been, according to Robert Malone himself, the inventor of mRNA technology. That would be somebody, let me see, you might want to listen to that person. He says his technology has been perverted to cause harm to hundreds of millions of people. I guess it'll end up being billions of people who will be harmed. This is Robert Malone speaking, not Peanut Gallery, Amateur Hour, Kelso, who couldn't punch his way out of a wet medical paper bag. This is Robert Malone, the inventor of mRNA technology, saying, do not. I love the way he says it when he looks into the camera. Maybe I can play that for you. I'll get the clip. He says, parents, do not let anyone inject your children. He says it. He's dead serious. He says your children will be harmed permanently, irrevocably, irreversibly, and the harm will not be minor. It will be major, such as, you know, your child having his or her heart damaged for life, and many other consequences, adverse effects, as they say. I like that term. Boy, the left doesn't like this term. VAERS, vaccine adverse effects reporting system, is it? I may be getting the last word of the acronym wrong there, but the vaccine adverse effects reporting system, VAERS, that was In more honest days in America, that was set up to report for doctors or others qualified to do so, to report adverse effects of injections, vaccines. Vaccine, I guess, this is the Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System. That was designed to detect crappy vaccines and also to verify good ones. If you are inclined to believe that there are good ones, but there certainly are vast differences between the most harmful vaccines, injurious. I like that. It's called vaccine injury. Anyway, VAERS was set up to report on that. And everybody who studied the question has said VAERS is underreported. It samples about, at the most, 1 in 10 adverse effects and perhaps as few as 1 in 100. So whatever is reported on VAERS, you have to multiply it by at least 10 to get the actual numbers, and as many as 100. And VAERS is reporting 2,000 as of some time ago, 2,000 people who have been killed by the vaccine. I'm going to have to correct myself, 20,000. 20,000. But let me get to the good news. I'm straying off down the path here. Omicron is good news because Omicron, and this is Robert Malone is reporting this. Dr. McCullough is reporting this. We talked about it last week, that Omicron, everybody's going to get it. It's a hugely contagious virus against which it is pointless to think you're not going to get it. You'd have to put yourself in a deep sea diving suit and live in it for a year. You'd have to be, remember that movie with John Travolta, The Boy in the Bubble? You would have to be the boy or the girl in the bubble, and you'd still get Omicron. On our planet, which is covered with viruses, I think probably a significant percentage of the total weight of all life forms on Earth. May one of you out there that hasn't forgotten, as I have, there's a huge number. The total weight of life forms on Earth that are viruses is very large. It's a big part of life on Earth. If you're trying to avoid all viruses, you are signed up for boy in the bubble or girl in the bubble status, and you're going to die trying to do that. But in any event, this virus produces mild or no symptoms at all. You will catch it. It's a little cold, it's a little sniffle, but here's the beautiful news. It immunizes you against the coronaviruses, the whole lot of them, including the Delta and other variants of COVID-1984. What's going to happen here, this is what, I'm just predicting here, this is the peanut gallery Kelso. From what Dr. Malone said and what Dr. McCullough have said and others, the ones we can rely on as real doctors and real patriots and truth tellers, the Omicron is going to explode to the population. That is happening right now. It's being misreported as COVID-19 occurrences. It's not. It's Omicron. And it is going to, stupidly, and very intentionally, the left will try to fill up hospitals with people who test positive in the billions of tests that they want to spread. They want everybody to test every 5 minutes. and then when you get a positive, one of their tests that they designed, you get a positive test. Well, now you, Martha, rush me to the hospital. I'm going to die. Help! So fill up the hospitals with these people with a sniffle. And they're going to try to keep everything locked down. And most importantly, here's what the left strategy is. And we're going to talk about the upcoming election, 22 and 24, momentarily. They want to once again use the scamdemic COVID-1984 to hang on to massive election fraud. They want to print hundreds of millions of ballots. They want to distribute them with dump trucks. They want to dump them on corners. They want voting unmonitored voting boxes in every place where anti-Trump voters might be concocted. No signatures, no verification, no ID, no nothing. Just pieces of toilet paper, quality so-called ballots on which the demon rat communist candidates will win, as they did in 2020. There's no way that Joe, piece of garbage, demented communist Biden got 81 million votes in November of 2020. No way did that happen. He did get tens of millions of votes that were not cast by dead people, cast by people who voted 10 times. Pieces of paper that simply had the box Joe Biden, Camel Nose Harris, those two boxes checked off. And nothing else. Anyway, they want to do it again in 2022. They want to do it again in 2024. Our mission, your mission, your job out there, fellow patriots, is to do everything we can to stop the communists from consolidating their takeover of America. So the Omicron is the first piece of good news. Here's the second piece of good news. This is a new one. Now, I'll preface this second piece of good news with which I want to gladden your heart. I think it's a really good story. You'll notice that on this show, I'm a cheerleader for Donald Trump. I hope you notice that. There are some other people for whom I'm a cheerleader. And one of them is Tucker Carlson. I love Tucker Carlson. And I'll tell you what. Well, now, I haven't heard. Here's the good news. And I had forgotten this. The first time, I guess the only time I ever heard Tucker Carlson live in person was on September 2nd, 2008, in the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at the Rally for the Republic Ron Paul counter convention to the simultaneous Republican joke of a convention going on in the XL Energy Center in St. Paul, just down the interstate from the Target Center. So we call it the Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, are really one big city with two city halls. So I heard Tucker Carlson was the MC. I had forgotten that. And I realized it. I remembered it for the first time today. And so I'm going to play you a little of Tucker Carlson on September 2nd, 2008. And I'm in the film, I'm in the footage, I'm in the picture. I can't make myself out because it's a crowd of 10,000 of us. But Tucker Carlson is being interviewed right in front of the bleachers where I was sitting. And so I'll play you a little of that, just to give you the flavor of who Tucker Carlson was in 2008. That's 13 years ago. So look forward to that. You're going to enjoy this. I'll see you right after this break.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I've been thinking about a fortune. We're back, folks. Well, let me get my screen up here to get notification of your arrival if you call in. Here we go. I'll just type a few little marks here for my engineer, your engineer. This is what you're paying for, the engineer at Republic Broadcasting Network. This is what you're really getting. This is what makes the show, not hosts like yours truly. We're a dime a dozen, but great engineers, scarce as hen's teeth. So I'm a cheerleader for Tucker Carlson. I'm going to play you a little of Tucker's voice 13 years ago. I'm sitting in at the very front, very close to Tucker Carlson, as he introduces the Ron Paul's Rally for the Republic, which he emceed. It was a wonderful event. 10,000 of us roaring our heads off. It was such a precursor. In fact, it was the run-up. It was the build-up to the Trump movement. Ron Paul will forever get credit for getting us, for the first time, this fervent movement of hundreds of thousands of us. Who, if you've been in a Ron Paul rally, if you were at the Target Center in Minneapolis, you know what I'm talking about. We all left there hoarse just shouting our heads off. And with different, some chants that were different from the Trump movement chants. One of our favorite chants was end the Fed, or Ron Paul, revolution, legalize the Constitution. We shouted that till we turned blue. Well, all of us who were in the Ron Paul revolution trying to legalize the Constitution, we're all in the Trump movement now. And the Trump movement is an order of magnitude. It's a lot bigger than the Ron Paul movement. And it builds on the Ron Paul movement. It stands on the shoulders of the Ron Paul movement. And anyway, I'm going to connect Tucker Carlson here. But Kelso, cut to the chase. Get to your point. What are you talking about, Tucker Carlson? Who cares if you're a cheerleader for Tucker Carlson? Well, here's my point. I'll just spit it out. I think Tucker Carlson ought to be Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate in 2024. That's just me. And I'll explain why I think that. I can't think of a better person. Remember, the position's open. Mike Pence is surely not going to be his running mate in 2024. So who is it going to be? It has to be somebody really, really good. Because Donald Trump will serve from 2024 to 2028 in a presidency that will be even greater than his first from 2016 to 2020. But he can only serve that one term. And then he will hand the torch off to who? The first pick in that, historically, in American history, is whoever is his vice president. That's the traditional handoff of the torch. So we don't want Mike Pence to take that torch. And there are all kinds of other people that we don't. We want somebody as good as Trump to take the torch from our leader. And I've said, now I don't want the idea to originate here on this show. I haven't heard anybody else say it. But I want it to originate from some powerhouse broadcaster out there or personality who puts the idea out. But if you hear it here first, if we get the ball rolling, Tucker for VP, because he would make one heck of a great president. President Tucker Carlson, 2028. I would love that. I'll explain why. I'll explain why I admire this man so much. I admire him in the same kind of way that I admire Donald Trump. He's a genius. He's a really good person. He's really honest. And you'll hear Tucker Carlson talk about this in a moment. He's a person who, you'll hear Tucker Carlson say this himself about those people he admires. He explains that he admires Ron Paul because Ron Paul is one of those incredibly rare people who doesn't want to control other people. Well, especially rare in politics. A politician who doesn't want to control your life. And that's why he agreed to be the MC of the Rally for the Republic and why he admires Ron Paul. It's one of the reasons I admire Tucker Carlson. And so on. Throughout the 2 hours here, I'll throw in other things I really love about Tucker Carlson. But he, you know, this is one thing, this is where the Republicans have jumped headfirst down the toilet over and over again by nominating turkeys for political office, appointing turkeys for political office. Agreeing to be led by complete losers who don't believe in us or what we believe in. I'll flesh that up a little more after this break. Ford and
a Chevy, it'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen.
Hey,
and a crashing
back,
blow from a huge...
Sorry to make you wait there. While I was turning the pages, I have in front of me, next to me, I'm looking through my newly arrived, magnificent book. And I'm going to connect Tucker Carlson with Donald Trump here in a moment. It takes Kelso a while to get to his point. This book is entitled Our Journey Together by President Donald J. Trump. And I ordered a copy, which I received, very nicely boxed, beautiful, beautiful, sort of a coffee table photo essay, photo book on our journey together, the Trump presidency that we all traveled together on, such a memorable 4-5 years of our lives. And now we're in the 6th year of that journey, where we just finished it. We're going into the 7th year of that journey. And the I'm looking at page 258, And there is a picture of Donald Trump sitting next to a broadly smiling Tucker Carlson in the White House. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And here's what the president says. He says, Tucker Carlson, one of the best there is on television. And I'll call you one of the best there is and raise you one, Mr. President. Tucker Carlson, the best there is on television. And he is, I think he's the best there is for your VP, Mr. President. What a president Tucker Carlson will make. He's such a good person. He is such a high IQ person, like our president, Donald Trump. And like our president, he is so deep. Tucker Carlson is far and away the deepest person on TV or in journalism, in commentary. He is philosophically very, very deep. I don't know of anybody deeper. I don't know of anybody who is so conversant with profound thought. Tucker Carlson would be very comfortable in the Athenian Forum having a colloquy with Socrates. He would do fine with Sir Isaac Newton. He'd be fine. He'd do just fine in a conversation with Thomas Jefferson. Not out of his depth at all. So, and he's right on everything, as is, well, and I'm going to put it in here, folks, as is Donald Trump. Now, I hear people go, oh, he's wrong about the vaccine. Oh, he's wrong about the vaccine. Well, he was. But I made the point. I said, Donald Trump is going to hear us. He got suckered. As one who's been suckered many times, I'm not going to banish somebody who gets suckered once. So I'll be reading you the latest missive from our president at DonaldJTrump.com. You can read along with me right there. I'm going to read that message from Donald Trump to you, in which he is going to explain that his utter opposition to COVID mandates and COVID lockdowns. And that means, you know, the president isn't going to call it the kill shot. He isn't going to call it the various things that some of us on this show might call it. He can't say that. He can't talk as glibly and as freewheeling as we do. He is the president. And by the way, Tucker Carlson meets that measure as well, very, very well. You know, thinking about Tucker Carlson as a VP for Donald Trump, I thought, is Tucker Carlson presidential in the best sense, in a good sense? Is he somebody who has a bunch of really wild, has he controlled himself? Has he contained himself a little bit on television and not had, intellectually drunken moments? He has. He is such a gentleman. He is so wise. He is so, he understates things. He clobbers people. He tears them to shreds with understatement and with, I mean, you saw what he did to Ted Cruz last week. I mean, Ted Cruz was a smoking mess of cinders after Tucker Carlson finished with him. And yet he was very gracious after destroying Ted Cruz. He was gracious after the fact and saying, you know, I appreciate the good things Ted Cruz has done. And I don't want to tear him apart. But I'm not going to let him get away with a lie. Ted Cruz lied about what the January 6th rally goers at the Capitol were. He lied and said they were terrorists. And Tucker Carlson put him over his knee and gave him a good spanking. Tucker Carlson's been doing this with regularly. He is the gutsiest guy on TV. And but anyway, going back to my book here, here I'm looking at my picture, magnificent, of President Trump and his running mate, Tucker Carlson. And there are others here in adjacent pages. The book is a kind of a catalog of the people that includes the people Donald Trump trusts and regards as heroes. So here's Pete Hegseth and Laura Ingraham. And he's got a bunch of the really best. And then he's got villains in here. And he really chops them apart in this book. And it's wonderful. And I forgot to mention this. I ordered this book for my kids as an heirloom they can hang on to for their lives and then give to their children. With this book, paid a little bit extra for this. Don't have the money, but I'll find the money. It comes with, which has not yet arrived yet, a signed, personally signed booklet signed by Donald J. Trump. Wow. Now, the reason it hasn't come with the book and has not yet arrived is that the orders for the book so outdistanced anything President Trump was ready for. Hundreds of thousands of people have ordered the book. I'll give you the title. You want to get a copy. It's called Our Journey Together by President Donald J. Trump. And it's a beautiful heirloom book. You'll recognize so many beautiful pictures in here. You know, it's a coffee table format. It's you know, to see. The pages are 11 inches tall and look like they're about more than 12 inches wide. So it's big format, full color, glossy, coated stock, beautiful, beautiful book that will last lifetimes. Now, let me just play this little clip of Tucker Carlson. It exemplifies things about Tucker Carlson that I love. And this is 13 years ago. Now, Tucker Carlson has, like Donald Trump, he has followed a trajectory, an evolution of learning, of growing, of getting wiser, deeper, better. So here he is 13 years ago sounding, he's well on his way to deserving a vice presidential nomination. Let me find him for you here. Just have to click on the right. Here he is. He's going to the podium. I'm just a few feet away from him as he goes to the podium for the first time, opening the Rally for the Republic in the Target Center, Minneapolis, 10,000 of us roaring Ron Paul revolution enthusiasts.
And he was giving a kind of impassioned, that's right.
Okay. That's there. Let me go back a little bit. Here he comes. Here's the crowd. We're waving our banners. We've got our Ron Paul shirts on. Tucker Carlson is about to walk to the podium. In this crowd that I'm looking at, I'm somewhere in that crowd.
NBC senior campaign correspondent Tucker Carlson.
Here he comes in his white pants. I love it.
Thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it. Welcome to all you streaming in from the rainy day outside. I have never done anything like this before. I suspect I never will again, but I am honored to be here today, mostly because of Ron Paul, whom I respect, which is something That's something you won't catch me saying very often about people who run for elective office. And let me explain why I respect Ron Paul and how I came to respect Ron Paul. I voted for Ron Paul in 1988 when I was in college. And I voted for Ron Paul for a bunch of different reasons. One, I had grown up in a libertarian family. And two, he just seemed like a decent guy. But I wasn't very engaged. I didn't know a great deal about Ron Paul. I was proud to vote for him. Until this year, I went and I did a piece for the New Republic magazine on Ron Paul and traveled around the state of Nevada with him. And I've spent my entire adult life in the company of politicians, and three things immediately jumped out at me about Ron Paul. And these three things are the reason I'm here today. The first was, I didn't agree with every part of the Ron Paul program, every particular, and I told the congressman that. And he had a remarkable reaction. He didn't care. Ron Paul was completely uninterested in having me or anyone else sign up to a 30-point program, which amounts to, in effect, a cult of personality.
Now, everything that Tucker is saying about Ron Paul applies to Donald Trump. And so far, he said a few things that were wrong. He said, I don't think I'll ever speak like this again before a big political convention. Well, Tucker, yes, you will.
Ron Paul's point of view was, look, I'm for freedom. Adults disagree, and that's okay. And I thought, amen. That's right, I thought amen. The second thing I noticed about Ron Paul that won me over was Ron Paul is a sincerely decent, gentle human being. And I don't want to cast aspersions on other people in politics, though.
Okay, I will.
It's a very small fraternity of people who fit that description in Congress. Tiny. And Ron Paul is. Ron Paul is kind to the people around him. It's a small point, maybe, but it's a big point for me. And I loved it. And the third and most important reason that I really came to admire Ron Paul, and the main reason is Ron Paul may be unique among the hundreds of people I've interviewed in politics in that Ron Paul sincerely has zero interest in controlling other people.
Bingo. Zero. Bingo. And both of those last two traits, everybody who lives around Donald Trump will say he is a truly gentle, kind person, gentle and kind to everybody around him. And that third trait, endearing, of Ron Paul, he doesn't want to control you. And that's what the Donald Trump revolution is all about, is restoring that value that makes America great, well, made America great. That is, we're a place where you can be, you can live your own life as a sovereign citizen.
Now, let me be totally clear. There is no one in American life who admits to wanting to control other people. There is no one. If you run Ron Paul's slogans by your average voter, Democrat, Republican, Independent, that person will invariably say, well, I agree with that. I think people ought to pretty much be allowed to do what they want to do. By which the average person means I ought to be allowed to do pretty much what I want to do.
Now notice, there's the depth of this, you know, brilliant people, you know, some people spot them right away. Other times it takes a while. That's a brilliant man speaking, a young man, 13 years ago. I don't know what his age is. I'll look it up for you. I'm in his bio. I think he was born in 69. I'm not sure. But that's a young guy with a very deep thought about life, about people. That is so true of Tucker. We need him as a vice president. We need him close to Donald Trump. And if he doesn't get on the ticket as vice president, we need him in the Oval Office, President Trump's Oval Office, constantly.
But the idea that other people ought to be allowed to make mistakes, annoy me, and do things I know are wrong? No. Most people don't want to extend that freedom to others. Most people want to prevent other people from doing things they don't like. And Ron Paul, almost unique, maybe unique among all politicians I've ever been around, refuses to do that. I remember talking to Ron Paul. I remember talking to Ron Paul about medical marijuana.
Manners were praying and hearts beat fast. And he was giving a kind of impassioned, that's right, because they breathed their last case.
We'll take a break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made,
we'll be right back.
A giant of a man that the miners knew well grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is
a voice for limited government for the
Constitution. TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you gotta hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it now.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hump and get it now. Okay. Let me give you another moment here of, now I want to switch to Donald Trump here, pure Donald Trump in as soon as I can. I don't want to finish this show without going to those, to the fountain of what we're doing, which is Donald Trump. But I've just got a couple minutes here before we break for the second hour of the show. So let me go back to that 2008 rally for the Republic in the Target Center in Minneapolis. Ron Paul is running for president. And he doesn't get the nomination, but boy, he gives the Republicans a run for their money. That was wonderful. He did what Donald Trump, he didn't quite make it at what Donald Trump did succeed in doing, which is clobbering the rhinos and taking control of the Republican Party. Now, here's Tucker Carlson again. He's introducing one of the speakers at that rally for the Republic in September 2nd, 2008, 10,000 of us roaring and listening. He's about to introduce one of the speakers we heard. Here it is.
I will never forget the first time that I was introduced to our next guest. It was election night, 1998. It was about 1 a.m. It was so late, they had put me at the anchor desk. And we were calling, and that's how late it was. And we were calling the results of the governor's race in this state, Minnesota. And it was Coleman versus Humphrey, and then there was this other guy who was a third-party candidate, no shot of winning. And someone said in my ear, Jesse Ventura won. And I thought, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Not the first surprise or the last of the career of the man I'm about to introduce, Jesse Ventura, of course, the former governor of the state, a former Navy SEAL, a frogman, a professional wrestler, most recently author of the book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse Ventura.
So I'll just play a couple seconds of Ventura. I got to meet him at this event. I wish I'd met Carlson. Here he comes in his blue jeans, Jesse Ventura. His t-shirt. Long hair.
I thought they were going to play some music, but I guess we kind of preempted it. But anyway, hello, everybody. Great to
come. Okay, we'll come back, and I'll come back to Donald Trump and how this all connects right after this break.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Speed like people. Don't stop believing. Hold on. Speed like people.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic.